This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org.
The following sermon was preached on Friday, March 30th, 2018. Good Friday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Holy Spirit speaking in the letter to the Hebrews says that we must hold fast the confession of our faith. It doesn't say that we should know the confession of our faith. It doesn't say that we should talk about the confession of our faith. We are to hold fast to that confession. Holding fast means doing. Holding fast means living a life that we confess as Catholics. On this day, if you were here last night, you heard me talk about what we just heard in the narrative, this sufferings of the God-man, the sufferings that he did out of nothing but love for us. He gained nothing through them. He is no more God now than he was before that happened. If there was nobody in this place right now, he would be as much God as he is right now. The angels in heaven adoring him. He gained nothing from what he did save to bring us with him. He must care an immense amount for each and every one of us. We need to live that example. We hear our Lord Jesus Christ is our example. So many people relegate that to be, okay, I give money to the poor, that makes me like Jesus. No, it doesn't. Not at all. Jesus Christ loved to the uttermost. His love is sacrificial. That means we must sacrifice for others. Truly sacrificing, truly giving up time for them. We're quick to throw money at things because that's quick and easy. Heck, you can give to the church through the computer. It's easy. Love that Jesus Christ shows to us is not easy. It is a sacrificial love, but it is a love that we are supposed to exemplify to others, that love that exceeds anything that we can understand. I wish there was another word to be used for it because love is so flippant for us and it is so ambiguous. I love pizza. I love my family better than pizza. But it's the same word. That differentiation is the same differentiation between us saying we love Jesus Christ and his love for us. It's an apples and oranges proposition. Jesus is our example of how to love. We must love like he did. Sacrificially, absolutely. When we do that, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can endure all things. Nothing can overwhelm us in this world if we exemplify him. Jesus Christ has been the example to where martyrs have allowed wild beasts to eat them, to be killed in the most heinous of ways. Why? Because they knew something in their head. They knew some propositions. That's not why they endured that. They endured that because they had an example in Jesus Christ. They are martyrs. Everybody looks at Jesus Christ as the head of the church. He's also the head of martyrs. They didn't have words. They didn't have thoughts about faith. They had Jesus Christ, who had already died a horrible death for them. So they reciprocated. You may never be asked to be condemned for him, but you will be asked to sacrifice for him. It's definite. You will be asked to sacrifice. When you're asked to sacrifice, the next time when you're asked to do something and all the excuses run through your head as to why you can't, which probably better said would be why you won't. Look at a crucifix. Look at a crucifix and understand that this day, what words that we hear are indeed an example for us. An example not that you can pick and choose whether or not you want to manifest that example, but the Holy Spirit saying you need to hold on fast to your faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.